Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I have a very special show for you this week because my special guest is none other than copywriting guru Ray Edwards. Actually, I interviewed Ray for Newsletter Guru TV several weeks ago when we saw each other at Michael Hyatt's platform seminar down in Nashville, Tennessee, and Ray shared with my TV viewers some very cool tips on copywriting. He even added something new, which I haven't even heard of. It's not even in his book, Writing Riches, which is a great book, by the way. It's a must-read for any marketer. You know, Ray is probably best known as a direct response copywriter, product launch manager, internet marketing strategist, and conference speaker. Campaigns that Ray has written and or directed have resulted in an estimated $100 million in sales. Ray's had the good fortune to work with and, by the way, learn from some stellar clients, including New York Times best-selling authors Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, and Mark Victor Hansen of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame, Joel Kahn from Twitter Power and the AdSense Code, Raymond Aron, who's the author of Double Your Income While Doing What You Love, as well as Armin Morin, Alex Mondozzi, and Jeff Walker, and many, many others. Ray speaks frequently at seminars on copywriting, promotions, and marketing for professionals in those fields. Now, my usual TV show is about 10 to 12 minutes long or so, so this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio will be a little shorter than usual, but I am very confident it's going to prove to be very fruitful and beneficial these next 12 minutes, folks. You're going to love them. I was actually going to pull out the audio from the TV show and edit it down for the podcast, but you know what? I decided, what the heck, I'm too busy. So I'm just going to play the audio for the TV show right now. And so without any further ado, let's get right to my interview with the great Ray Edwards.
Welcome to Newsletter Guru TV, your show with a boatload of smart marketing and business building advice and a little fun along the way.
This episode of Newsletter Guru TV is brought to you by Jim Palmer's famous no-hassle newsletters. Newsletters are the best client retention tool available and the secret to getting more profitable repeat business and the customer referrals you deserve. With Jim's customer-loving content and done-for-you newsletter templates, you'll get your newsletter out the door and into your customers' hands in less than 1 hour per month. Become a member today at www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Jim Palmer, the Newsletter Guru, coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm down here at Michael Hyatt's Platform University. This event is being held in a very cool, look at this. Come on over here and show me, Mr. Cameraman. I'm not going to touch a thing, I promise. But this is how you get all the sound quality, and they record some really famous country music stars here, and ran into a good buddy of mine, Ray Edwards, and we're going to talk to Ray. He's agreed to come on Newsletter Guru TV and give you some awesome stuff from his famous book on copywriting. So come on with me. Ray, thanks so much for coming on Newsletter Guru TV, buddy. It's always good running into you at our seminars and stuff. Ray and I are good friends, and we met through a mutual great friend, Martin Howie.
Yes.
And great, we'll do a shout-out to Martin Howie out there in Phoenix. Hey, Martin.
Hi, Martin.
We miss you, buddy. And so anyway, Ray is a world-famous copywriter. You have written for some, I mean, the major big names. I mean, Frank Kern, Tony Robbins, right, and
Jack Canfield, Jack. Alex Mondozian, Robert Allen. That was cool, the nothing down guy.
That is so awesome. Yeah. So if chances are, if you've read anything online, whether it's had Ray's name to it or not, it's had Ray's influence, and it may actually be Ray's words. And, you know, so much of online marketing is all about communicating and the written word. So, by the way, I want to give a plug to Ray's book, Writing for Profit or...
Writing Riches. Writing for profit, writing riches.
It all works. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
And by the way, we don't edit. We let the bloopers roll. So anyway, so what I want to ask you, Ray, is if you can share with our audience who are all entrepreneurs and small business owners, maybe a couple tips on how they can become a better copywriter.
Yeah, well, I think that probably the most important thing I can share is something that I see over and over again that people do, which is they provide plenty of great free content. Like we've been hearing different speakers here mm-hmm. and platform talk about the importance of providing great free content.
Okay.
But I see people do that and they don't make any money. And the reason is they forget the last step, which is how do I take the loyalty, the deposits that I've made in the positive karma bank with people, how do I take that and turn it into cash? Well, you've got to ask. And, you know, a clue to know that this is the problem that you're having is if you get lots of feedback on your blog, you get lots of comments, and you get people saying, oh, your content is great, you really helped me, I haven't bought anything from you, but thanks for all the free stuff you're
yeah.
doing. It's a wonderful charity that you're running. And so they probably won't say that, but that's what's happening.
What's the difference between a hobby and a business in some ways?
Well, exactly. And what you need to do is ask for the sale. You need to offer mm-hmm. something, and don't just expect people to figure out what you want them to do. You've got to ask for it, and there's a process that you go through to ask for it. You got to demonstrate your value, which is what you're doing on your website. Like you with Newsletter Guru TV and the different things that you do, mm-hmm. you demonstrate value, but you're also not shy about directing people to opportunities to invest in your training and your programs and so forth.
You know, there's a good point I want to make to everybody. So I get asked a question a lot, Ray, and you probably get asked this too. So when is it okay to promote versus when are you just promoting good content? And to me, my rule of thumb is, so every week I'm doing a newsletter, I'm doing a video like we're doing now, I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing all kinds of things. So I think I have earned the right to occasionally promote products and services.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to promote, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, and you know, not everybody's going to take your offer. And I cover a lot of these principles in the book. And I also dive into, well, how do you ask? How do you structure those paragraphs? What are the words that you say, the sequences that you use that are proven to be effective to getting people to take action? And it's okay to be really transparent and say to people, I've got something, if you feel like this is right for you, if you don't want to do these things that I've taught you for free by yourself, on your own, I've got an opportunity for you where I can help you do it, or we can actually do it for you like you do with your products.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's totally okay. They're fine with you asking for the sale, and they're actually more comfortable if you just point out, this is something that I have that may be right for you. Here's how it will help you. Here's the questions that you may have about it. And here's the important part. Here's what to do right now. There's a big orange button at the bottom of this page that says add to cart. And you're great at this. Click on the button. You know, put in your credit card information. Just tell them what to do. You know, not bossy, but just give them instructions about how to engage your services,
yeah.
get your products.
And I don't know whether I read it in your book or somewhere I've learned it, but when I'm promoting a product, specifically promoting, I always have, here's what to do now.
Yes.
Because you need to engage people, and they want to know, okay, well, what do I do? So, you know, you actually use your words, and that's where, you know, long copy comes in, but you actually walk people through an engagement kind of discovery, and then, okay, I'm kind of liking this, what do I do now? So I actually put, here's what to do now, colon, and then I tell them what to do.
Yeah, there's when you're writing copy, I can give you, like in 60 seconds, I can give you a framework for writing a good piece of copy.
Awesome.
And it's an acronym, and the word I use is pastor. And not as, like, I don't want you to become a preacher necessarily, but I want you to shepherd people and help them make a good buying decision. And so that's what the meaning of the word pastor is, shepherd. So P stands for problem. You identify or empathize with the problem that they have. A stands for amplify. Like, what is this problem going to mean if you don't do something about it?
Right
now it may be okay, you may be able to tolerate it, but what's it going to be like a year from now, 2 years from now? What are the consequences going to be? Because people don't like to think about that stuff. And if you don't help them think about it, they won't. So are you really helping them by letting them proceed down a path that's going to hurt them more in the future? My thought is, no, you're not helping. The S is for solution. I've got the answer to your problem. And it can also stand for story, because maybe there's a story behind how mm-hmm. you came up with your solution.
And that helps you relate.
Yeah, exactly. And people love stories. They're more motivated by stories than they are by mere assemblages of fact.
Right.
You know, think about the great teachers of history. How did they teach? They taught through stories. Jesus taught through stories. He never gave the three-point sermon. He always told a story. There was a man.
No PowerPoint.
He did have powerful points, but he didn't have PowerPoint.
True enough.
T is for testimonial, which is just another way of saying proof. I just want to know for sure that maybe your thing works for you, but has it worked for other people? And so, and again, you do a great job in your own marketing. You have some of the best testimonials of anybody that I know.
Well, thank you.
And so O stands for offer. This is where people slip up. They don't make a really good, powerful offer.
I don't want to promote anything.
I don't want to promote. I don't want to be salesy. You don't have to be salesy. You just say, here's what I have. This is what it does. This is how it helps you. And you want to talk about maybe 10% about your stuff, like you get 8 DVDs or you get a manual or you get a newsletter that we send you every month, and you want to spend 80 to 90% of your time talking about what's the transformation that it makes in your life. Like with your no-hassle newsletters, the transformation is you have a marketing system that gives you, that frees up your time and brings you more revenue with less work. That's a pretty good transformation most business people are into. And then R is for response. This is where we were talking about this earlier. You ask them for a response. Click the big orange add to cart button, fill in your information, and double check everything before you place your order. That's a response that you're asking for.
You know, so we're at this conference, Platform University, and so we just heard this speaker, Pat Flynn, is amazing.
He's awesome.
I don't even know if he's 30 years old yet, but he's one of these very smart dudes.
Yeah.
And, but he, you know, I've always believed in the power of testimonials, right? And so one of the stories Pat just, and it resonated with me big time, was how many people bought something from Amazon? Every hand went up. How many people were influenced by the reviews? Yeah. Everybody's hand stayed up.
Yeah.
Mine included, because we buy a clock radio, it doesn't matter what it is, we read the reviews. And it just, and then I circled back and said, so do you know anybody whose review you read? And everybody's hand went down.
Everybody's hand went down.
And
nobody
like,
knew any of the
And it was like, ding, ding, ding. So you are influenced. People that you don't know are influenced by reading the reviews of people you don't know. And that's exactly what a well-written testimonial is. And that speaks to the importance of testimonials. Pastor, that's pretty new. Was that in the book? Did I miss that?
That was not in the book. I've developed that since
okay.
then. I'm actually revising the book, and we're going to add that into the
This is awesome. Where can people learn more about you, Ray?
Well, it's pretty simple. RayEdwards.com. That's my home on the web, and you can find out about whatever I'm up to there.
And I want to give Ray a plug. I mean, not only is he a brilliant copywriter, but his podcast is something I only aspire to do with my podcast. It is brilliant. Now, in fairness, not to diminish my compliment, but Ray has a radio background. But that just goes to how much, and he knows what all these buttons do too, which is probably pretty cool. But his podcast is a combination of, you know, how you grow your business, kind of balance your life. He speaks about faith. It's just, but it all blends together with music, and you got a real awesome voice too on radio.
Thank you.
That's probably a little program you got in there.
Thank you. I get some help.
Yeah. So check out RayEdwards.com. Ray, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
Really appreciate it. Good seeing you, hanging out with you as always. Hey, if you got some value out of this episode, please click the share button, the like button, wherever you're watching this, whether it's on Facebook, Newsletter Guru TV, or YouTube, and share it with somebody that you care about. Until next episode, look for ways that you can add more value to what it is that you do for your customers, clients, and patients. When you keep adding more value, showing how much you love and care for them, wrap it all up with world-class service, they're going to stay longer. And when they stay longer, they spend more and refer more. And that's a great thing. And before the day's out, go do something nice for somebody. Just hold the door, help them out in line, wave them into traffic. You're still going to get home 30 seconds later. Let's make 2013 the year we'd be a little bit nicer to each other. My name is Jim Palmer. I'm the host of Newsletter Guru TV, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster, and I'll see you next week. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend, copywriting guru, Ray Edwards. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.